If and whenever, if you want to use the positive command for the pronoun, what it, me, him, whatever, in the positive command, you hook on the it, or the me, or the him, or the her, yes, it's hooked on. But in the positive command, where you have to hook it on, only in the positive command. Just the same as when you use the whole verb, like venderlo, to sell it, comprarlo, to buy it. But if you want to say, buy it, would be, you're talking to Señor.
Lo venda.
Let's use buy it, and that's, yes. And I said, whenever you have the positive command, then the it is hooked on.
Right.
So buy it would be, Señor, you're talking to Señor.
Comprelo.
Right. Comprelo. Buy it. Comprelo. So you have the positive command, buy, but in the positive command, the it is hooked on. If you're talking to several people, buy it.
Comprenlo.
You will not be understood. Compren does not exist in Spanish.
Compran?
Does not exist either. The imperative, the command, is in the present tense.
Compran.
Right. So, buy it, you're talking to several people, would be?
Comprenlo. Comprenlo.
Yes, but you want people to hear you. Say it again.
Comprenlo.
Right. Comprenlo. Comprenlo. Spelled in one word. Yes. So you see that the command, the imperative, is in the present tense. So whether you use the present tense or the imperative, the command, you push first. And yes, and then, yes?
I have a question.
Yes.
Don't you need an accent if it's one word and you've changed it to three syllables? If the stress is still on the comprenlo, you would need an accent.
Okay. Right? But in speaking, you don't even have to think about it because actually you still have two different words, yes?
Mm.
So even without the law, you still have compre or compren. And you hook on the it. But in hooking it on, it happens to be spelt in one word.
Okay. Yes.
But you're right. So comprenlo. Them instead of it is los. If you want to say by them, and you're talking to several people, would be?
Comprenlos.
Yes, but I want to hear it clearly.
Comprenlos.
And, somehow, you don't come out with the S clearly enough.
Comprenlos.
Right. Comprenlos. Los. So los for them. By them. Yes. But that is only in the positive imperative, in the positive command, where you hook on the it or them or me or what any pronoun. Not in the negative. Don't buy them would be?
No dos. Compre.
Right. No los compren. You're talking to several people. to take is tomar. If you want to say, why don't you take it, would be...
Porque no, no lo toma.
Right, very clear. Yes, good thinking. Porque no lo toma. Don't take it. You're talking to señor.
No, no, to, no lo tome.
Right. No lo tome. Don't take it. But then you, if you want to say, take it, would be...
Lo tome.
And the positive command, the it is hooked on.
Tomelo.
Tomelo. Tomelo. How would you say, eat it, it's very good. Eat it.
Cómalo.
Right, cómalo, cómalo. Es muy bueno. Es delicioso. Delicious. Cómalo.